asylum, a bus chumash that is so nagea, so many sugis and shas. I think every yeshiva, this is pasuk nagea, many, many sugis and shas. I think every yeshiva bacher, every yeshiva man has to know this pasuk, the entire sugis bacher. I think there's so much confusion about the pasuk. I have my own caches on the pasuk that I'll share with everyone. And I think it's everybody has to know it. It's the source of Haidath, Baldin, Tmeidim, Dami, Maida, Benixas. So I want to just learn a pasuk chumash with Eilam, that it's the Zionist, the Yeshiva Bach, and not to know the pasuk. This is like Mesechtas, Bab Metzi, I would say the first seven lot had a point to the main pasuk. The first seven lot of Bab Metzi, this would be it. If I had a point, Bab Akam, Bab Kedushin, it's everywhere, it's all over Shas, and the Yeshiva Bach shouldn't know this pasuk, it's the Zionist. All of Shas is built after you know this pasuk. Then we're learning Shas to be further Masmer. So I want to learn a pasuk, that's it. And try to work it out. This Machlokes Rashi and Ramban, to try to learn a little Chumash B'Iyun. Let's try. Perek HaBeis, everybody inside, pasuk Vav. It's worth it, I think it'll be worth it that you stayed here. You can pass a Chumash to Aryeh to Yaakov. You stayed here to learn to know a pasuk Chumash. Let's think for a minute. The pasuk is as follows: Perek Chavez pasuk Vav. Kiti in Isha Liyayu Kesef Kehu Lishmar. If a man will give to his friends utensils, kesef, silver utensils to guard, Viguna Bi Beis Ha'ish, and it will be stolen from this man's house. If Yimatzei Aganav, if the robbers found Yishalim Shnayim, he must pay double. He pays kefil. Im Lo Yimatzei Aganav, if the Ganav is not found, V'Nikra Bal Bayis Elu Elikim. I have Masayrut Nayrabi Avram Shmulavitz, but not say Elikim. His brother, even though he refers to judges, but he says it comes from the name Elikus. His brother before used to say Eloi and spoke it out. So I don't know. If it refers to judges, not Hashem, could you say the word or not? Well, in your learning, you can either way say the word. But okay. So if the Ganav is not found, the Nikro Babayas Elohim, the Balbayas has to go in front of judges. Now, Im, throughout Tanakh, Salashin Shvua. Throughout Tanakh, Im is a Shvua. Im loy shalach yada, he has to swear that he didn't stretch out his hand from lechs v'yeyu in the item of his friend. So the Baal Bayis has to swear that he didn't touch the item. The shomer, we're going with the shomer. You gave the kesef ishus v'yeyu kesef ken lishmar. So the nik Baal Bayis means the shomer. The shomer has to go in front of judges and has to swear that he didn't touch this item. Remember, he's claiming it was stolen. You come to get your item back. And the Shomer says it was stolen, and we didn't find it. If we find the Ganav, it pays double. If we don't find the Ganav, so the Baal Bayis has to go in front of judges and swear he didn't touch the item. So far, very smooth parsha. This pasuk is where everything breaks loose. This pasuk introduces two words. Amazing how much Teresh Baal Peh builds on Teresh B'Chzav. You read an innocent pasuk, Mesechtas are built on the next pasuk. The next pasuk is Home sechtas, sugyas, lamdas, alts is built in the next pasuk. So far we're flowing along easily. Somebody gives kesef to a guy to guard, and it's stolen. If you find the ganav, he pays double. If you don't find the ganav, now the onus is on the shomer. So you say, shomer, where is it? He says, stolen. We say, swear you didn't touch it yourself. Swear you didn't take it. Im lai shalach yadav lasvayev, you must swear that he didn't touch the item of his friend. So far we're flowing along easy. Now is the pasuk. That's not difficult pasuk. Let's translate first. Pasuk es. Al kol dvar pesha. On any item of negligence, al shorach hamar, al sell salma. On a shorach hamar, a sell salma's a garment. Al kol aveda sheyoyim akuzer. On any aveda that you will say this is such. What is what? This is the most vague pasuk you'll ever see. On anything of negligence. Negligence? What negligence? Who's negligence? A shorach hamar, a sell or a garment. On any aveda, a lost item, that somebody will say, this is that, ki huzeh, ada l'kim yavidar ashneim, they should go to court, these two fellas, which two fellas, who, when, where, asher shina l'kim, and the one who the judges find guilty, yishalim shneim resh, should pay double. Who's going to court, and which guy was found guilty, and the guy who's found guilty, what in the world's going on? So let's learn a little Rashi. We're going to do it outside, we'll see something, bleed out, I'll read it inside also. So Rashi says, what's this pasuk mean? Al kol dvar pesha, if anything of negligence means, if the guy is found out to be a liar, it doesn't really mean negligence. Pshiya here means, we look at negligence as not so bad. My father yells at us, if we're supposed to be at a certain place, I say I got lost. So why were you negligent? It's a pshiya. Pshiyah's bits. A kol dvar pesha means a pshiyah, negligence, means you were a liar, you were a shakman. Anything that he messed up. A kol dvar pesha, what does that mean? So let's follow the parasha. You're talking about a shomer. Here's Rashi's pshat, we'll see the Ramban argues. You're talking about a shomer. The shomer said the thing was stolen from him. See, if it's true, we find the ganav pays double. If it's not true, so if we didn't find the ganav, so we make him swear he himself can take it. Al kol dvar pesha. And anything of negligence means, if we taka found that you were a liar on your shvua, you taka had it. So al kol dvar pesha, everyone look at the Rashi. She yimotze shakrim shvuasai, that he's found a liar in a shvua. She yidu edim, that edim test by shu atzmai gunvoi. He himself stole it. V'yashiyu elikim al pi edim. And judges make him guilty through edim. So I'll call bar pesha anything of negligence that he found out to be guilty, which includes what? Shor Hamar said in Salma. Why it said these four things is discussed in Perek Meruba. Why you picked these four things. It says each one's b'mayit one thing. I'll call aveda, now what's this? I'll call aveda and any other aveda, the Gemara ends up saying it's a klal u'prad, a klal or a ribi mi'ribi. If you notice, it's I'll call bar pesha anything. Anything you're found guilty on. Then it gives four examples. Then it goes back and zakol aveda, anything. That's a classic, either klal u'prad or klal, or ribui mi ribui. Just as an aside, it's machlokes tanayim all over Chumash. Had a darshan, when you see a generalization, specific in generalization, the darshan is a ribui mi ribui and a klal, or a klal u'prad or klal. What's the difference? The rule of a klal u'prad or klal is it has to be remarked by anything that's similar to the examples. If you find the term generalized, when specific and regeneralized, it has to be similar to the specifics. So in order to be chayiv kefil, the parish is going to say it has to be similar to Shor Hamar Sel and Salma. If your darsha is a ribri, we're married to everything in the world, and each miyat can be married one thing. It doesn't have to be similar to the miyat. You're married to everything, but that's aside. That's not what I'm talking about today. So anyway, so if the guy's found out to be a liar, and he really stole a Shor Hamar Sel Salma, any of it. Asher yoimar kiyuze. What does this mean? That he said, yoimar, he said, kiyuze, that this is it. What does this mean? So Rashi here says the pshutai, and then he says the drushas chazal. Rashi kedarka doesn't always go with chazal. And Rashi says the pshutai is not like chazal. The pasha, what this means is, anything of negligence, asher yoimar, that the aid says kiyuze, that he really has it. Kiyuze, this is the thing, you really had it. So Asher Yoimer Kiyuzeh means the Edim say you really had a Kiyuzeh. This is the thing you really had. That's how Rashi learns Asher Yoimer Kiyuzeh. Pashup Shat. So we read it. I'll call our Pesha anything of lying, of negligence. Asher Yoimer Kiyuzeh, that the aid will say you really had it. On any item that the aid tells us that you have, you're a liar and you really have it. You remember swore that it was stolen. You swore you weren't Pashup Yad. If the Edom will now say you really had it, that's how Rashi says Kifi Pshutai. That's my kasha on Rashi. I have no teretz. I ask people this kasha. Lufi Rashi, it's a pella. Rashi says, and so I want the first Rashi, I would learn that's it. Rashi also quotes the Drushas Chazal. And whenever Rashi says a Drush, there's something wrong with Pshat. So I would have said this is the kasha. So the Chum doesn't learn this way. Kalish is such a my idea is like you. The reason what's wrong with Pshat, she says, Asher Yoimru, they say. What's wrong with the Pasha Pshat? Should say they say, not the Asher Yoimer. He says, Neirechad's nothing. Edom have to say against him. The guy swore, Neirechad's nothing. Neged somebody swore. Neged somebody swore, Neirechad just forced the shvua. He swore it. Asher Yoimru, which should say, not Yoimer. I cannot figure out the answers. The Ramban brings Rashi and argues on Rashi with different reasons. Doesn't argue on this point. What? Yeah, that's poetic. Asher Yoimer. Asher Yoimru, they say. Too misleading, Eli. But Rashi brings Chazal. So Rashi says, that's Pashup Shat. So I'll call Dvar Pesha, stick with me. And anything of negligence that the guy lied, Asher Yoyim Kuzet, that Edom said, you really had it. That's the Pashup Shat, Rashi says. The Rabbi Seinu Darshan, that Asher Yoyim Kuzet, this is the source of Maida B'Miksas. We've been handling the whole Sugya in B'Mitzia for many blood, from Chia Kamaisa, Chia Basraisa, Maida B'Miksas. The source of my demixis is this pasuk. It means as follows. Anything of negligence, Asher Yoimar Kiyuzeh, means nothing to do with Edom. Nothing to do with Edom. Asher Yoimar Kiyuzeh means if the guy admits that he owes half. Rabbi Seinu Darsh, let's read Rashi. If everybody can look at Rashi, Asher Yoimar Kiyuzeh. Lufi Pshutai, simple pshat. The simple pshat in the pasuk, Asher Yoimar Ha'eid Kiyuzeh. Now Ha'eid is a plural singular, it's Eidim. That Eidim say Kiyuzeh, Kihuzeh Shemishpat Alav. This that you swore on, that's Lachat Vayu. So Kiyuzeh, short. Asher Yoimar Kiyuzeh means Asher Yoimar, that Eidim say Kiyuzeh, this thing that you swore on, Kiyuzeh, this is the thing. Harivat Lachat Vayu. If Eidim say that which you swore is Vayu, Ada Dayanim Yavad Hashneim, you finish the pasuk, you go to court. The Yachvas Eidus, you check out the Eidus. Vim Ksheirim Heim, if they're kosher, V'yarshiyu L'shoimer Zeh, and the Shoimer turns out to be a liar, Yisham Shnam, he pays to. V'yarshiyu as the Eidus, the Eidus turns out to be a liar, Shnam, so Zaynim, Yisham Heim Shnam, the Shoimer. So that's how Rashi and the Pashim shot in the pasuk. Let's read the whole pasuk. So Asher Yoim accuse if the Eidim say he's guilty, Adam Lukim Yavad Rashneim, go to court, these two people, which two people? Shneim means the Shoimer with the Eidim. The Eidim are accusing the Shoimer being a Ganim, go to court. Asher Yoshin Alikin, and the one the judges made guilty, Yisham Shnam Reim, two people can be found guilty. If the Eidim are found to be telling the truth, then he's guilty, he pays Kefal. He stole. If the Eidim are bound to be liars, they pick up. So Rashi's up touching beautifully, Asher Yoshin Alikim. What's Asher Yoshin Alikim? Eidim said he's guilty, so he pays Shnayim, stay Yisham Shnayim. Asher Yoshin Alikim is we check out the witnesses. If the witnesses stand up, so then the Shoyim pay Shnayim. If the witnesses are rejected, they're found to be Zaynim, then the witnesses stay Shnayim. That's how Rashi says the Pshutai the Pasuk is. Yes, Shabsi.
The end of the Pasuk is right, that Kiyuzeh, it's really only one Eid, because it's not in court that the Eid's saying this is it. So he's out of court. One guy comes over and says, yeah, that thing, yeah, that was yours. He was watching it.
I don't think so. Even though it says they go to court, probably just means Drishim Chakira. It says they go to court, Bezin analyzes further. Adelikim, it doesn't mean out of court. Asher Yoimik use the Eidim testifies. Adelikim, go to court and let the Bezin of Drishim Chakira. That's how Rashi's learning. Because Rashi says, V'yachvas Eidus. Rashi's bothered by Shabsi's Kasha. Shabsi has the beautiful Kasha. If Asher Yoimik Kiyuzeh means Eidus, so what does it mean go to court? Isn't Eidus in court? It's a beautiful Kasha. So Rashi, Yuvalda Shabsi, Yuvalda Kasha Mshutu, forget our Kasha Eid and Eidus. Frek Shabsi, Asher Yoimik Kiyuzeh, that Eidim testifies, but he's going to court. Eidim have to testify in court. There's no Eidus out of court. So Rashi was Nishma Mizeh. Rashi says, when it says they go to court, V'yachvas Eidus. It means Duchakira. It means Bezdin starts searching out the Eidus. That's an Alakim of Dashu. So Rashi is the Pshuta. Then Rashi says, Rabbi Seinu Darshu. So till here, smooth. Now here's where Rashi says the Pshat Rabbanu Darshu. Rabbi Seinu Zichroim Levracha Darshu. Rabbi Seinu Darshu and Kiyuzeh. L'lamei the teacher, She'ein l'chai b'nai se shvua elim kein hoi b'miksas. You're only chai b'shvua if you're moi b'miksas. Loimar sayin kach v'kach ani chayim l'cha, v'am moysa nivna mimeni. I'm chayim this amount to you, and the rest was stolen from me. Shua sheyoimar kiyuzeh means as follows. When is he chayim v'shvua? If he says that I tak admit to some part. Asheyoimar kiyuzeh. If the guy admits that he owes some, kiyuzeh, ki is amit, only this much. I'm saying zeh is amit. Zeh, this amount. Asher Yoimar Kiyuzeh, that this is it. Kiyuzeh, this is it. I only owe this amount. So the guy says, I watch the case. The guy gave the shomer, wrote kesef and came up the guard. If the shomer says it was stolen, so he said, the pasuk before says he has to swear that he wasn't shaleach yad. Now the pasuk says, if the shomer says, Asher Yoimar Kiyuzeh, you didn't give me $100. The one who gave the shomer said, I gave you $100 to guard. The shomer said, Asher Kiyuzeh, it was only this amount. If the shomer responds, it was only this amount. It was only $50. The one who gave to the shomer said, I gave $100. I'll call Dvar Peshem anything of negligence. I'll shara chamal seh, I'll sama kolaveda, anything of negligence. It doesn't mean he's lying. He's not lying. It means any item you could be negligent on that he's claiming. You were next, I gave you $100, I didn't pay back. So any item somebody gives to a shomer, Asher Yoimar Kiyuzeh, that the shomer responds and says, Kiyuzeh, it's only this much. So Asher Yoimar is going on the shomer. It's a new pasuk. Run through the rabbi, Rabbi said, let's get clear. I called Bar Pesha, that the shomer says, Kiyuzeh, it's only this much. I'm only chayav 50 because the other 50 was stolen from me. So the one who gave, let's get the case of this pasuk. The one who gave it to the shomer says, I gave you $100 to watch me. Now the pasuk took speaks. If the shomer responds on anything, asher yomer ki uzeh, no, I only owe you $50. On 50 I admit. But the other 50 I don't know was stolen from me. Ki uzeh, this is it, this is all I owe, only 50, not another 50. It's called a maidav mixas. So what do? Ara lekim yavidashen, they go to court. Asher shina lekim, and the one who's found guilty, yishalim shnayim v'riyeyu. So, what? How does this work? So, look at the next Rashi. When it says, Ara lekim, So now, Asher Yoyimar Kuse, Adelikim Kim Yavet Varshneyem means, according to this, they go to court means he swears. Lufi Rashi, the Shad of the Rabbanan, when the guys might have mixed us, it means Adelikim Kim Yavet Varshneyem, they go to court means he swears. At this point, when Mechadish, he swears. So Asher Yoyimar Kuse, if somebody will be might have mixed us, he admits halfway. The Tayyan, the one who gave him, said, I gave you $100 to guard. He said, no, I only owe 50 because 50 was stolen. Adalikim Yadashnam, you must swear. That's how you'll touch Adalikim Yadashnam. Kreva means Lashmua. He must swear. He has to swear in the other half. This is the source that Micah makes us swears. Now, how do you read the rest of the pasuk? Asher Shina Likim, the one who's found guilty pays double. What does that mean? According to this drasha of the Chazal, doesn't really have a pirush, but it's going back. Remember, he's claiming the other half was stolen. See, if it's found, Asher Shina Likim means if it's found that it was stolen, the one who's begana pays double. If it's found that it wasn't stolen, he pays double. That's Asher Shina Likim. But Kiyuzeh, Asher Yoyma Kiyuzeh means the Shomer himself claims only half the amount he owes, the other half is stolen. Adalikim Yavid Vashneim, he must swear. He must swear, might mix us. Now, the Ramban argues that this is the source of two major dinim. First of all, it's the source of might mix us. Asher Yoyimar Kiyuzeh is the source. How do you know this is the source, the only source, that if a guy who admits half, you claim I owe you $100, then I admit half, I have to swear another half. This is the source of my demitzis, this pasuk. Mishpatim perechaveiz, pasuk ches, Asher Yoyimar Kiyuzeh. It's the source of the nigger, but still can be swears. The drush of Chazal, you have to realize, it's amazing, turn Shabbat bed. It's not pasuk pshat in the pasuk, Rashi says. It doesn't fit well into pasuk pshat in the pasuk, in some ways, in some respects. The end of the pasuk. This is the drush of Chazal, the Maidav Mixas. Another thing we learn out of this is Maidav Mixas is on what you admit your chayiv. Haidos Baldin Kimei Eidin Dami, according to Rashi, Samachay and Kedushin, it learns from here also. Asher Yoyimar Kiyuzeh, when you admit halfway, so first of all, we take seriously what you admit. All from this drush of Chazal. Asher Yoyimar Kiyuzeh, if you admit halfway, first of all, we listen to what you say. You know, it's not explicit in the pasuk, we listen to you. But it says, if you say, no, it's only half, the pasuk's mashmah, we listen to you on what you say, and the nigger rice on the kin, you have to swear, you swear, is the source, this pasuk, to two major dinim in the Torah. To might of a mix as swears on the other half, and to haidas baldin k'meidim dami. Now, before the ksais was ever born, so people thought these two dinim had nothing to do with each other. It's punked from the same pasuk we learn, haidas baldin k'meidim dami. And also another thing, rather interesting, we also learned this pasuk is maybe mixed society, they're not to do with each other. Pasuk, and every yeshiva should know this, the guy should be a tremendous amaret. Somebody says, where's the source of maybe mixas? Every yeshiva should know, mishmat mashayayim akuzeh. Where's the source of idas, but think maybe dami ashayayim akuzeh? And it's not a pasuk shot in the pasuk. Work through the pasuk, the drush of chazal in the pasuk. Who's sorry? Because you see what he does admit when he admits halfway. You see what he admits, even though it's not explicit in the pasuk, but it sounds like Yerech. If the guy will say halfway, he says, I swear another. Mashmaizem, he listens to what he says. Not open in the pasuk. That's how Rashi learns the source. Now, pasuk, these two things are meant to do each other. It's made of Nexas and Idas Baldin. The Ksai says these two dinim are actually connected. Because the Ksai is Mechadesh. How about if a guy admits and we didn't need his Idah? Let's say a guy admits, it's made of Nexas. But we don't need a Saida. I'll give you a simple case of Isaiah. Give you a simple case. I have a shtar written in your handwriting, Daniel Madlener, which says you owe me $100. So I say, Daniel, you owe me $200. $100 is from a shtar that's written in your handwriting, Sab Yad, says you owe me $100. And another $100, we didn't write a shtar, but you owe me. And Daniel says, okay, Kadosh, you have a shtar against me, I admit that $100. The other $100 I deny. Did I need him to admit the $100? I have a shtar, he can't deny it. Does he swear on the $100 he denied? Ein Yochel Likfer, it's called. Zog the Beis Yosef, Zog the Mechaber, there's no Shvuah. Since you couldn't deny it, Ein Yochel Likfer, since you couldn't deny it, says no Shvuah on the other half, that's not called a Maid of Mixas. Shaz, why not? Why is that not called a Maid of Mixas? He admitted. So you couldn't deny it.
What?
Too much with that. That's not called a Maid of Mixas. Why is that not called a Maid of Mixas? You do have, you're right, you have a Shvuah. That's not, you don't invite the mixas. Why isn't that invite the mixas? There's no mitzvah shenachos. Why don't you have a shvuah d'oraisa? So the ksais mechadesh, since both things are learned from the same pasuk, asher yoyim akiyuzeh, we learn taydas, b'din k'meidin dami, and we learn invite the mixas, in order to be a invite the mixas, you have to also be invite and you have to cause the din of taydas, b'din k'meidin dami. You have to be mechad yourself something. Not just coincidence, both will learn from the same pasuk. In order to be a Maid of Mixas, your Aida was Mechayev. You didn't even, so it's called Aida Mechayevis. Here your Aida was Mechayev, you didn't cause the din of Aida's Mechayevim, you don't have the din of Maid of Mixas. Good. Comes the Ramban, he argues on Rashi. Because Lefi Rashi, what is this pasuk going back on? It's going back on the Shomer. So Rashi's saying, why is the Shomer Chayev Shvuah? Since, because Rashi learns, what did the Shomer say? The Shomer said, half Aitaka O, and half was stolen. So it's going back on the previous psukim. Lefi Rashi, a Shomer only swears if he's Maid B'Mixas. The problem is that's a Manda Amar that we don't paskil like in Baba Kama, Uncle Vav, who says that the parish is going in order, that it's only going on a Shomer. We paskin that a Shomer swears if I say, where's my item? You say it was stolen. And let's say you weren't a Maid B'Mixas. We passed and you have to swear she was a Shomer when you weren't a Maid B'Mixas. We passed and Sam you swear. You swear Sam is a, it's not telling you Maid B'Mixas. So what's a Shayyim Akuzeh? The Ramban learns that Shayyim Akuzeh is not going back on the previous episode, nothing to do with the Shomer. It's if a guy is halfway, Adol Kim, Yavid Rashnayim, swear. Not going back. It's called Irif Parsha Shanukan. In the middle of the Parsha of Shomer, the Torah takes a little break, Fid Ramban, and it's not talking about a Shomer at all. This is how we passed him. Because the Shomer would swear if he wasn't the Maid B'Mixas. There is one Mandamar in the Gemara like Rashi, that a Shomer only swears the Maid B'Mixas. We don't pass him like that Mandamar. That's the Baba Kama Kavav Medbez, Zion. Yeah. That's the Machlaik, is Rashi and Ramban had to learn Fashim Shat in this Pasuk. Yeah, the Pasuk says that somebody who's kind in Eved Ivri, the Pasuk says that one who's kind in Eved Ivri, Dikna Eved Ivri, so it says after, when at the end, when he goes out, in Begapayav, if he came in single, he goes out single, and Baal Ishu, he's married, the Yotzish Deimai, his wife goes out with him. So Rashi's followed by Akash, Rashi brings Chazal, why is his wife going out with him? His wife never worked with him. The Yotzish Deimai. His wife, when he has to go out, his wife goes out with him. What's the pirush? So Rashi says, who brought her in that she should go out? Ella Magad HaKosas of Rashi. The Pasuk's teaching us, one who's kind in Eved Ivri is chayv in the mezainis of his wife and his children. That's what it says in Balish Yotza Ishtayimai. And the Shailas Rashi adds in Ubanav. So this is a chum on the spot, is that Banav's not really learned from here. It's really learned from a different pasuk. The Yotza Mimah, here it just says, in Baalishu, the Yotza Ishtay, his wife goes out with him. But the Kitzurat Varim is we learn from here that while, that is when the time's up, she goes out with him. Mikan, we learn out that while he's by her, so the Shebet was on him to support his wife also. Not just the Evet's on him, his wife's on him. There's a Pashat lesson you learn here. Is that Lamaise is Bechuyiv to be Zon, the wife of the Zevid. What Shaychus? There's a Pasha Yisayv in the Torah, is that according to the close that somebody is to the person, is a Shebut on him to take care of that person. If a person, the Gemara says that Mishi Yesh Biyadu Limchis Ban Shevei, says the Shiva of Ban Shevei on him, and Hashem holds him responsible for their Averis. If he has Anshe Irei on him, then Hashem holds him for those responsible for those people Averis. If he has the whole Medina, the Rebbeinu Shem holds him for the Averis, responsible for the Averis of the whole Medina. What's said in this Pasuk about Achrayus, that Vibalt the Eved works for him, so the wife of the Eved Achrayus is on him also. Vibalt the Eved works for him, the wife of the Eved Achrayus is also. I had a hergish recently, I'd done this Gemara in Shabbos, that where the Gemara speaks about the more the person could do, the more the person is in a position to do, is responsible, is a chiyuv to do. So I had a hergish, that's Gemara, the more he could do, he's mechuyuv to do, he's mechuyuv, the more he's in a position to do, the more he's held accountable for it. This Eved, you have a shaykhus to an Eved, it's responsible for him. If his wife, if he's married, so now she has shaykhus to you. You're in a position where you can help her, where you're connected to her. You have a shiva to her. A person's held a chrayis. He's a roommate. He's in a dorm. He's held a chrayis. Pashim pesukim in the Torah. He's a chrayis for his dormmates. I had a hergish recently. I went through something with a bacher. Bacher was going through. I told Ezi on the way to a chasna. I told him what I was feeling, and I realized that you can't take away a person's bechira. Even as much as you can work with somebody, the only person we can have a full control over is ourselves. It hit me in a certain way that kefi the amount I can toy, kefi the achrayis on the thing, kefi what I can have a shaykhus to it, is my responsibility to it. It hit me stark that what our achrayis is to take care of ourselves, to shteig ourselves. Because that, the MSBM, is the only one we could fully impact. Just the achrayis of caring for one's own selves, ruchnis. Here we're not speaking about helping Yenim. Just kifi how much the person can impact Yenim. You have the chiv on Yenim, so shtelz afar the chiv to make ourselves work. That's the one that we're in a position that zikha nobody else is in. On Yenim, I have just a little touch with him. If he's my roommate, if he's my roommate's friend, Sepis, and I have a little contact, I have achrayis and be judged. Shtelz afar on myself, which I can help myself in a way that vade nobody else can. The achrayis on oneself. I think that was waiting for Marvel, not Marvel.